This show was first broadcast on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM, thanks to New Zealand On Air.
Hey everybody, this is Brennan Cruiser.
And Taryn Willis.
With me and my mates. The cool show for mates with disabilities.
Brendan and I have been mates for many, many years, and it's cool that we can come together and bring you a show focusing on disabilities and helping educate people in the community about different disabilities and what is available, as well as inspiring those of us with disabilities.
Keep on listening to our great show. Hey everybody, this is Brennan Cruiser.
And Taryn Wallace.
With me and my mate.
So awesome to be hanging out again today.
Unfortunately, we do have a little bit of bad news. The local committee president of the New Plymouth Blind Foundation died over the weekend, so that's a real shame to lose him.
I was really shocked, actually.
Yeah, I was too. He's been sick for a while, but, you know, just because someone's sick, that doesn't mean you're expecting that, does it? So, yeah, I run the lunch group through the Blind Foundation, and it was meant to be next week, but I decided to put one on this week to,
commemorate?
To remember him and all of that. So, you know.
That's a nice idea.
Anyway. We'll get on to happier things, won't we?
Yeah, and I think, excuse me, I think with this kind of thing, when you find out that, you know, somebody is passed on, it just really puts things into perspective, you know, and it just, you just come to realise that we take things for granted so much.
Yeah, we do.
And, you know, we don't realise that tomorrow isn't promised. And so I think that the best thing that we really can do is to live life now and, you know, to squeeze as much enjoyment and good times as we can out of lives now. Even if things may be really hard. I mean, you could be facing anything. It could be going through different illnesses or emotional issues, family problems, whatever.
Yeah, not exactly easy sometimes, is it?
And I just think that it can be so hard to try and look on the, you know, brighter side of things, and it can be quite hard to, you know, bring yourself back to the present moment. I know myself, I do tend to focus a lot on the past, and I think that's just, you know, part of who I am. But sometimes when you just bring yourself back to the here and now, you can really appreciate, you know, your surroundings, and just to try and find even just one little thing to be thankful for, you know.
Yeah.
It could even be as simple as
having some good mates.
Because
mates mean everything to you, you know. The way I look at it, I'd much rather have, you know, mates, like a small group of mates, you know, like you and other friends we've got, and just have a small group, then try and, like, did you notice how at school some of the kids just wanted to try and get as many others in their gangs as they could, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know, all throughout school, and even in life. I know there's such a big thing about being the most popular person in the class or in school, whatever, or to try and have the biggest network of friends have people following you and looking up to you, and I just think that those kind of things kind of, you know, they do, they sort of take away from the bigger things. You know, we do tend to look at, you know, a lot of the superficial things in life as if they're, you know, really, you know, really important kind of thing. You know, we tend to worry a lot about money. We tend to worry a lot about what people may think of us. And I know that from experience, because I still do deal with that. But I think, you know, when we just take a step back and, you know, reassess things and just think, does it really matter what other people think? Mum always says to me, and I think it's, I can't remember who said it originally, but somebody did say that what other people think of you is none of your business. And that's, you know, that's still kind of...
That sounds a little bit odd, doesn't it?
Yeah, well...
Like, you know, I can see that, but at the same time, you want people to see you as a good person, not a bad person.
Mm.
So I can see, you know, both sides. It makes sense, but in some ways it could be offensive to some, but others maybe not, you know.
Yeah, I think it's pretty much like, doesn't, you know, what people think about you, it shouldn't bother you or anything.
Yeah, well, time for a song, guys. You hide away, but the cracks are starting to show. Your heart's on fire, but your skin feels 20 below. welcome back, everybody.
You're listening to Hanging Out With Me and My Mates on Access Radio 104.4.
And we were just talking about mates just before.
Mm.
And mates honestly do mean everything to us, don't they, Taryn?
Absolutely, and it's, you know, it's really important.
No matter how many you have or not,
yeah,
mates just mean everything to you, especially if you've got a disability.
Yeah, and I think, yeah, it definitely, it's about, you know, the quality of the friendships, not the quantity,
yeah,
in my opinion. I think I've said that before. But also really making the most of the time that you spend with people, because you never know. I mean, you know, we found that out over the weekend. You never know when that time is going to be up. And say, for instance, I had a really good friend. I'd only known him for just about a year. But, and some of you who are long-time listeners to Access Radio may have heard his show about 5 years ago. I was fortunate enough to meet him, and he invited me along to this choir that he was running, and that moved on to the Sounds of Steel band that he founded and led for, you know, up until his death. And then when he passed away, it was a complete shock. I was a mess. Like, I was supposed to go to a board meeting that afternoon that I found out. I couldn't go. I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't bring myself to. I just didn't think I'd be able to focus or anything. And so I think it's so important to really...
It's hard when that happens, eh? You know, when you lose friends and family, and it just does make it hard to focus on things sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, it does. And so that's why it's, you know, so... And I think the one thing that I will always hold on to is we were having a choir practice. I think it might have been even the night before he passed away. And I asked him, he asked me about me taking up lessons, singing lessons with him. And I said, you know, that's really cool. I said, actually, I was going to ask you if you would be my mentor. And he goes, I'd love to be your mentor. And I think the one way that I can do that is through lessons. And so we were talking about it, and he was helping me with my songwriting and stuff like that. And so I think, you know, that's really special, you know, the times
when friends help each other.
Yeah, and even just cherishing those times that you spend with those friends.
Definitely.
Because you never know when it's going to be the last time.
Yeah, like, I've got friends I haven't seen for a long time, and you kind of miss them, eh?
Yeah, yeah. And then to find out that, for instance, here's another example that I just remembered. A girl that I met at one of the Blind Foundation, she went on a couple of the Blind Foundation trips that I went on back when we were in high school. And we got on really, really well. Like, we hung out a lot during these trips. Actually, one of them was the going down the Whanganui River. The other one was the Spirit of Adventure. And, you know, we hung out a lot on these adventures, and we found each other on Facebook, actually. And we didn't really keep in contact that much. You know, we kind of commented on each other's posts every now and then. But I was just looking through Facebook one day, and a lot of people were saying, you know, I'm going to miss you, rest in peace. And I'm like, what? And it turned out she passed away in her sleep. And so that was a real shock to the system. And so I just think that even if you do have mates that are long distance, you know, that are quite away, it's always nice to, you know, to even if you just flick them a message on Facebook or something, just say, hey, how are you doing? I haven't heard from you for a while.
Or text them or ring them now and then. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, even if you don't keep in regular contact with them, even just once in a while.
Yeah, every so often, you know.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes with some of the mates I've got, yeah, kind of look down your contacts and you go, oh, I haven't talked to, you know, such and such for a long time, and yeah, give them a text or a ring or see how they're doing.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it's always, it's a nice feeling really to receive a message from, you know, somebody you haven't heard in such a long time.
Yeah.
And it's always interesting to catch up with them and see what they've been up to and how they're getting on in life.
Mm, definitely. Time for the next song. Everybody,
you're hanging out with me and my mates on Access Radio 104.4,
the best station.
Yeah, absolutely. So we started off by talking about how to embrace the moment and also to make the most of the time that you spend with friends, and it kind of got a little bit heavy. I think I shared a couple of moments or a couple of story about a couple of friends that I've lost in the past. And, you know, it just really does put things into perspective that, that you don't know what's going to happen in the future, that we take so much for granted. And
yeah, and, like, I've gone through, you know, losing a younger brother, so... Yeah, normally think you're going to be, you know, gone before they are, but no, not always. It can be all sorts of reasons. Yeah, it's like how people live to different ages, you know, some a lot longer than others.
That's right. And it's interesting because I have, you know, over, even just over the last 5 years, I've had so many people in my... contacts, or even, you know, just people that I know that I went to school with, just, you know, a lot of different people that I've heard over the years that have passed away way too soon. And it just kind of gives me this urge to just live the heck out of life, you know. It really makes you want to just make the most out of every little moment that you have, and, you know, embrace the moment, the experiences and the people that you come across, you know.
Yeah, big time.
Because you just never know. And you know, it's quite a tricky topic, but I think the one thing that we can do today is to, as I said, just be thankful for the things that we have and the friends that we do have, and to you know, make time for those people that we care about.
Because, you know, sometimes you lose friends in certain ways, you know. Things might turn bad between you. You might lose them through, you know, medical reasons or whatever, so... Yeah, friends do mean everything to us, especially with disabilities. When you've got a disability, I've noticed more people with a disability seem to care about their friends.
Yeah.
Not meaning that, you know, normal people don't either, but I've just noticed the, what's the word? Yeah, like the...
compassion?
The way friends are to each other if they've got a disability.
Yeah.
Like 100% supportive and just think about each other no matter what's going on. And that's a good way to be, disability or not.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the one thing that we can, you know, take away from this, is to really cherish our mates and to... be there for them. And
and that's why our show's called Me and My Mates.
Absolutely. Yeah, we did a show last time about, you know, being there for your mates and spending time with them, and I think this has just been a continuation on from that, really. And but just focusing on how we can make the most of the time that we have with the people that we really care about, but not just that, but also really making the most of every moment that we have in life, you know, taking time, even just taking time for ourselves, you know. Self-care is really important as well. And, you know, just, you know, taking that time to just be in the moment and just embrace every situation, really. I mean, things have been really hard over the last couple of years. I think everybody can vouch for that. And I think it's time that we come out of that and, you know, start living our lives to the fullest and taking care of those people that we really care about, as we've talked about today in the last
show. And staying strong no matter what happens to us.
Yeah, and I mean, that can be really hard, especially if you find yourself in, you know, the situations that we've spoken about. And but I think you know, if it's your practice to, if you practice a religion or if you have any faith, you know, it's always important to, you know, to pray and to, yeah.
Because when me and Taryn both believe in God and Jesus, and, you know, it's, it helps, doesn't it, you know?
Yeah.
Your friendship between other Christians, religious people, you know, they focus on people, you know, more than, you know, the number things. Of mates or things. Yeah. Yes, and that's a good way to be, because we see, you know, life, I don't know about differently, but I don't know. I reckon it just helps in some way, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It changes you in a better way.
It does. It does, yeah.
It's kind of hard to describe it because it's probably different for each person.
It is. And, I mean, everybody's walk is different. And, you know, we can't really say that what happened for one person happened for the next person. So I, you know, it is, it's, but it's always a good thing to, you know, even if you just take the time to, I used to do like gratitude journaling and, you know, just even taking time out to, I mean, if you do practice meditation and things like that, you know, go for it. You know, if anything to help you, in life.
Yeah, well, time to finish up, guys. Thanks for joining us today with me and my mates, with Brendan Criswell and Taryn Wallace, the coolest people around. Not meaning anything against others, but as we say, friends mean everything.
Absolutely, and I just wanted to just finish off by saying our Facebook page is there. Me and my mates, Access Radio Taranaki. If you feel like just dropping us a line, if you just want to, you know, just say hi, or if there's anything you'd like to say, if you'd like to be a guest on the show.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's there, and we'd be happy to hear from you.
And thanks to our sponsor, Life Skills Taranaki, and catch everyone again next time. Laters, homies.
Peace out.
Thanks for listening, guys. Hope everyone's enjoyed the show. And catch us again next time. And thanks to our sponsor, Life Skills Taranaki, for their support with the show.
Yes, big ups to Life Skills. And if you enjoyed our show, you can check it out on Apple Podcasts as well as Spotify. And you can also check it out on Access Radio Taranaki.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki in New Plymouth, thanks to New Zealand On Air. For more local content, search for accessradiotaranaki.com.